The formal meeting has just begun. Good morning, honorable members, for being here this morning. Good morning, the legal gurus that are here. I see there are many legal minds here today. Suleiman likes to say, you put four legal gurus in a house, in a room, you'll get four legal opinions. I hope that you're not going to be, I hope you're not going to get confused here today. You will synchronize your views. We also take the opportunity to welcome the Department of Social Services, for Social Development, for being here today. I'm sure everybody wants us to really deal once and for all with this bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Eastern Cape resolved that the committee resolved that the following final mandate be conferred: to vote against the adoption of the bill, the D version. The permanent delegate for the province of the Eastern Cape represents the province of the Eastern Cape at the meeting of the final mandate in voting against the adoption of this particular bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. The Eastern Cape votes against. The next mandate will come from KwaZulu-Natal.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, before I read the mandate from KZN, I would just like to state that the KZN committee met yesterday morning at 10 o'clock to confer the final voting mandate. And after having done that, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we received another four pages of amendments, which our committee was unable to meet again to look at and to either amend or support that mandate. So I am going to read the mandate that was conferred at our meeting at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Thank you, Chair. Also, just to say that in those four pages of amendments that were received by us, there were a number of errors. Again, yes. And therefore, we find it a bit difficult for us to actually go ahead with this mandate, but I'm going to read what has been conferred by that meeting yesterday. A vote of the KZN Provincial Legislature. The Provincial Standing Committee on the National Council of Provinces met today, Monday the 19th of November 2007, to confirm a final voting mandate on the Children's Amendment Bill B19G of 2006. The NCOP committee resolved, 1, to reject the bill for purposes of conferral of a final voting mandate on the provincial delegation, to enable the bill to be referred to mediation in terms of Section 76(2)(d) of the Constitution for correction of the textual errors referred to under Item 10 of the minutes of the proceedings of the National Assembly dated Tuesday, the 6th of November 2007. 2, to mandate the provincial delegate designated to attend the mediation committee to support the bill as amended by the National Assembly B19G 2006, subject to the textual corrections referred to in paragraph 1 above being effected. 3, to draw attention to a further textual error on page 8 of the bill B19G 2006, in line 38, the words partial care within block brackets appear to be incorrectly omitted. And 4, to mandate the provincial delegation to support the bill as amended in accordance with paragraph 2 above, wherein the bill is referred to the National Council of Provinces in terms of Section 76(2)(g) of the Constitution. This is a provincial endorsement signed by the Chairperson, Ms. L. F. Shabalala. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. KwaZulu-Natal rejects, but I must put on record that as to who attends the mediation, it is not the provincial competency. It is the institution here that appoints people to go into the mediation. So we can't guarantee that the delegate from KwaZulu-Natal will actually be part of the people who will give the mediation. Just want to put that on record. Thank you very much. The next province is Mpumalanga. Can someone read Mpumalanga? Mandate?
The amended children's bill, the 19D 2006, that's from Mpumalanga, the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Services, deliberated on the children's amended bill, B19D 2006, the permanent delegates representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces are hereby conferred with authority and mandate to vote against the passing of the bill. The Honourable Speaker, Y.N. Forza.
Thank you very much for the rejection of the bill by Mpumalanga. The next one is the Northern Cape.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Portfolio Committee on Social Services had a meeting on the 15th and they deliberated on the Children's Amendment Bill and agreed to reject the bill due to technical and grammatical errors. In terms of Section 65 of the Constitution, the Portfolio Committee on Social Services and Population Development recommends that the House confer authority to the head of the delegation to reject the bill in its current form. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. The Northern Cape rejects the bill. Now we go to Gauteng. Gauteng? Wow, what's the rationale for that?
The rationale is that the plenary only sits at 2 o'clock to endorse the resolution. So we don't have a signed resolution from the speaker. We only have one that is not signed.
I see. Thank you. Lupopo?
Lupopo, they hereby confer a final mandate to the provincial NCOP delegate to reject the bill as amended by the National Assembly.
Thank you very much. So far, this is the number of mandates that we have. I don't know if there's any other province that has got a mandate which we got this out here. What's the case?
They will be rejecting the bill. They just called me and I think it's still on their way to us from the province.
Come again?
Western province spoke to me, one of the committee members spoke to me on the bill, and I'm sure that they will also be rejecting the bill due to textual errors and grammatical errors in the bill. We will be receiving the written response from them during the course of the meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, no, so far it's still a rumor. So far what you are saying is just a rumor, and we can't take a decision on the basis of rumor and gossip. We can't. We don't have it here. We don't have it in black and white. So far it's still rumor and gossip. Sausage.
No, I'm not speaking for sausage. I don't have mandate on records. I want to propose that if we have got sufficient numbers of provinces which have got written mandates, procedurally we must proceed with the meeting. Any further ado on this matter will mess up this meeting's time.
Thank you. I agree with you. So far it was 5 provinces that have rejected the bill. If other provinces come later, it will just be a cherry on top. But as it is now, we have got sufficient consensus to campaign that the bill is rejected by the different provinces. If we get other mandates in the process, those mandates will actually be communicated by permanent delegates in the House when we vote on the bill. But for now, this is the situation as it stands. Is that clear, Honourable Member? We're not going to do anything else. But in other words, the bill will now be rejected and it will then go to a mediation. It will go to mediation so that the problems that were detected by the provinces, which led to the rejection of the bill, will actually be corrected for it to become a bill that will go to both houses for passage. That's the procedure.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Now, Chair, the bill has been on the order paper for today's plenary, where we're going to reject the bill, and if there are outstanding mandates, they must just make sure that they get it for voting purposes in the House itself.
That's exactly what I was saying to you. But you see, as a committee, we need to decide what we're going to do. Are we going to make a statement Are we going to just vote on the bill without a statement? What is the, I will be guided by members. Honorable Stoner?
Yes, Chairperson, I think we must make a statement. I propose that you make a statement. And a very extensive statement. That's my proposal.
Okay.
Chair, I don't disagree making a statement, but I would rather say, let us make the statement when we have, after the mediation committee, because we must reschedule this. Now. Then we can make the statement to put things into context.
After mediation. That agreed? Agreed to. Fine. Any other thing? Now, if there's nothing more, then it means we have dealt with the business of the day. Yes, ma'am?
Northwestern.
Northwestern, the Jaguar, where are you? No, I recommend Northwestern. Go on. Only Monday. We're talking about Monday. See, if there is no Monday, I'm saying, as far as I say Kautin, I'm not calling Kautin because for me it's still a rumor that there will be Monday, you know? Still a rumor until decided by the speaker. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Chair, I thought I heard you say that we have 5 mandates,
yes.
But I've got 4. Could you please give me clarity as to which is the other one that I don't have here with me?
We have got Eastern Cape,
yes.
KwaZulu-Natal, yes. Mpumalanga,
yes.
Northern Cape, yes. And Limpopo.
You don't
have Limpopo. Yeah, but Limpopo read the mandate here. And then I have just received here another mandate. What is it? Oh, I see. It's not a Monday. Something else. Now, because you have now agreed, I mean, or else what's going to be done, we've got to read the report of the committee. The report of the committee says as follows. The report of the select committee on the education, on the committee on social services, on the Children's Amendment Bill, B19D, National Council of Provinces, as a Section 26 bill, the Select Committee on Social Services, having considered the subject of the Children's Amendment B19G, 2006, National Council of Provinces, 1972, referred to it and classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as Section 76-2B, reject the bill. That agreed to? Agreed. I will then file. From the day to day. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think the meeting is adjourned. I am not going to go to the minutes. I see that Arivas has distributed minutes of the previous meeting. I personally have not had time to go through them. I'm not sure if members did get time. I don't want us to absorb minutes that we have not read. I'm told they were only in the pigeonhole this morning, and therefore honorable members must go through those minutes. In our next meeting, we will deal with them. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Look, the meeting is adjourned.
It is not the meeting is adjourned. It is adjourned, indeed.
Thank you.